Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be in bed. How can anybody hate sleeping? Hell, hear people be like, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Like, why? Why would you do this to yourself? Why would you rob yourself of such an experience? Baby, people frighten me. With their notions and their potions and their ideas of, I know how to best live everyone's life, follow me. It's like, what? What is wrong with you? Besides the obvious parental issues, which we all have, no judgment, just... Can't you be addicted to exercise like normal people, or food, or... Game of Thrones? No? No, you want to get on a podcast and tell people, this is how you treat women? It's like, okay. Okay. I'm tired and I'm cranky and people frighten me. There's only one thing for it. You must provide the smoosh. Consensually and of your own will, of course. There will be no non-consensual smushing in this house. I forbid. What? Oh, what'd I do now? You laughing at me, looking at me with eyes. How dare you? How dare you use your human eyes to stare upon my visage? How? Oh, you just dare, huh? Well, okay, fair enough. Stare and hold me at the same time, you can multitask. I'm releasing the negative energy from my body with the... Laugh all you want, it's working. Care, we've been in this relationship for long enough for you to know, yes, I am peculiar, but let's be honest, you're not really one to talk.
Who's peculiar? Peculiar or the person putting their genitals in peculiar?
You put your dick in crazy and now you must suffer the snugs.
No, unfortunately for you, it's not nympho crazy, it's...
Where the heck is that last piece of the jigsaw puzzle crazy?
Two very distinct beasts.
But can you not relate to how frustrating it is to have spent hours, nay, days, on a puzzle, and then you can't find the last frickin' piece? Wars have been waged over less.
It's true.
I might be crazy, but I'm not a liar. Speaking of not being a liar, have I ever told you that you do the best spoons in the world? You are the best, biggest spoon I ever did spoon with. Let's not talk about the other people I spoon with. Spoon me, please. Hey, this is your reward. You broke through my icy exterior, and now you get the needy, squishy, fleshy baby bird in the middle. That's what all guys want, right? It's your own fault. I have limited sympathy. You spoiling me and giving me things and telling me that I'm beautiful, what did you think was going to happen? You can't spoil the baby and then be complaining that the baby is spoiled. And now you must suffer as the consequences. Being squished is fun. Tighter, please. Tighter arms, tighter legs, tighter. Squishy, squishy, squish. I'm purging the negative toxins and recharging with the body. Trust the process, please. Say something. Hey, don't do that. Oh, never mind. Come on. No, you can't tease. Come on. Tell me. I'm needy for information. I'm an information whore. And hell. Please. Please with string cheese. I'm gonna turn around and face you. Look at me. Look at me in my eyes, my very tired, huge eyes. Tell me what you're going to say. Now you're just making it more enticing. What do you mean it's not the right time? Yeah, well, maybe it's important that you tell me now. Oh, it's not a tell. It's a share. An ask. Ooh. Juicy. Come on. Ask away. The worst I can say is, are you crazy? Just FYI, do not ask me for a threesome. I don't want it. I struggle with multitasking. I don't need another person there giving me pressure. I want my orgasm. We all do. Shut up. Is how I imagine that going down. Not a threesome? Okay. What is it, though? Oh, it doesn't need to be more romantic. Just ask me.
Yeah, sure.
I'll marry you. Now, what's the actual question? What? Wait, you're actually asking me to marry you? Hold on. You are asking me to marry you. For real, no pretend, no joke. You swear? This is an honest proposal. This is not pillow talk or play or some weird kind of ha-ha. No, not really. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to think about this. I thought about it. Hell yeah! Is this the face of a woman who would lie to you? Motherfucker, I have been in love with you for 10 years, okay? We've been together for 8 years. What the fuck took you so long? You were scared I was gonna say no? I would have said yes a year in. Because I'm a needy fuck. Get over it.
What?
Yes, I'm serious. I love you. Of course I'll marry you. Where are you going? You can't jilt me now. You already asked me. Oh, good God. Do you have a ring? Oh, yes, please. Oh my God, it's not ugly. It is the opposite of ugly. It is tasteful. You sneaky son of a gun. Look at this. Oh, please and thank you, put it on me. What the fuck? It fits. How is this going so well? Nothing in my life has ever gone this well. I feel scared. I love you too. And on that note, I have a proposal for you. I propose we have lots of celebration sex. He said yes! You do understand I do mean lots, right? Like a biblical amount. Mm-hmm.